gave me all this crap for the Jamal Adams trade. You guys gave up more just to draft a quarterback that may not be better than the one you guys currently have on your team.
But then they go to Trey Lance's second pro day. So, like, are they committed to Mac Jones or are they still shopping around?
Pick that excites me on Thursday is the number 3 pick for the Niners. It's as if Mr. Shanahan took out a second mortgage on his house. He's got the cashier's check in his hand. He wants to buy a Ferrari, but he walks on the lot. There's a Ferrari, there's a Porsche, and there's an Aston Martin. He drives all three of them. Not once, not twice, not three times. Drives them around the block, tests the tires, tire pressure, features, functionality. How does it drop back? How does it drive in reverse? But you got to pick one.
Yeah.
He drives it off the lot. His next door neighbor and his neighbor across the street buy the other two cars. He's going to have to live with that decision. Did he buy the right one? Does it look better in his driveway? At the end of the day, you just do not want to pick the Tim Couch of cars. Mr. Shanahan, good luck, because you're going to have a choice of three: Mr. Mac Jones, Mr. Trey Lance, and Mr. Justin Fields. Who's the Ferrari, and who are potentially the two lemons?
So in this scenario, are we saying that the Tesla Trevor Lance and the Tesla S model Zach Wilson are already gone?
Trevor, he doesn't like Teslas. He wants to hear the engine roar and the 8-cylinder engine just firing out the back, the exhaust. But yeah, man, you mortgage your future. You gave me all this crap for the Jamal Adams trade. You guys gave up more just to draft a quarterback that may not be better than the one you guys currently have on your team. Wow. So good luck, Mr. Wynn, and good luck, Mr. Shanahan. Go Bills.
Here's my take on that. I love the car analogy. I feel like the Niners have committed to Mac Jones. Everyone says Mac Jones. But then they go to Trey Lance's second pro day. So, like, are they committed to Mac Jones or are they still shopping around, hunting around? It's like that guy who's in the relationship, but he still hasn't deleted his Tinder account. He's still looking around. He's still swiping. That's the Niners. Will he find love on Tinder or will they find love in their current relationship? I think he breaks up, stays on Tinder, Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Let's go. The ceiling is high. We already have Jimmy G. We don't need Jimmy G 2.0. Just say no to Mac Jones.
That's got to be going a shirt. Just say no to Mac Jones. Because I agree with you. Justin Fields, I think, has a higher ceiling than both Trey Lance as well as Mac Jones. And I think this day and age, we've seen what mobile quarterbacks can do in the NFL. I think you got to go with something you don't have. Listen, back to the car analogy. You already got a Porsche. It might be a little bit older, but it's won you some games. You know, it's driven Sunday down the street. It's gone 0-60 in 3.5 seconds. It's done okay for you. You got to go out and get something new. Get yourself that Ferrari. Get you the Aston Martin. Get you something that's mobile, fast, agile. And, yeah, just say no to Mac Jones. If I'm Mr. Shanahan and wearing that hat you have on, sorry, rope-a-dope. Someone can have Mac Jones. He'll probably fall to Belichick and become the next Brady after all this.
It's quite possible. This Thursday, No Filter Network, 5 o'clock, live draft party. Come watch. Come listen. Come in the booth. Tell us what you think of the Niners pick. Who you think the Niners are going to pick? We can talk Raiders. We can talk Chargers. We can talk Cardinals. Come on. It's a free party. It's a fun party. So come on and join us on No Filter Network.
We won't be sponsored by Bud Light, but we'll drizzly a 12-pack of seltzers to your house. And I'll tell you my draft day story as well. When it was sponsored by Bud Light, I was hoping the Hawks would take Ryan Mallett, who turned out to be a flop. And then I got assaulted by a Jets fan at the bar after leaving Radio City Music Hall. No one likes Hawks fans, apparently.
You're like 6'5". How'd you get assaulted?
he grabbed my hoodie. Don't wear a hoodie either, apparently. The director got pulled over by my hoodie.
He horse collared you.
Yeah, he had to see. There was Bud Lights, there was Budweisers, there was Bud Light Platinums. That guy was drinking Platinums all night. Got a little rough and rowdy, and yeah, down goes Ben on the floor, drowning in vodka soda.
Well, so you're not eligible for the draft, but I'm glad the Niners aren't considering you because you can't even escape a horse collar tackle.
Someone throw a penalty flag. Hey, I do have the makeup of Kyle Pitts, but about 1/100th of his athleticism. So whoever ends up with that guy is going to end up with the combination of someone like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, someone we haven't seen before.
Everyone says he's a tight end. Just he's a receiver. He's like Darren Waller. Darren Waller 2.0. Draft Pitts. The Falcons should not pass up on him.
So the Ferrari, the Aston Martin, and the Porsche.
We will see this Thursday.
Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, and Akili Smith. Who are you going to be? Two lemons. One that got you to an NFC championship game, I think twice.
Why can't it be like Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes? Those three got drafted in the same year. Sorry, Bears.
Yeah, and one's the Nickelodeon MVP. The other one's had way too many massages, and Mahomes is Mahomes.
Oh, WSD. Live watch party this Thursday, No Filter Network. Join the show. It's free. It's fun. We'll banter. Come in the booth. Let us know what you think of the Niners pick. The Raiders, what will they do? The Chargers, the Cardinals? We'll even talk second or third day because that's when the sorry Seahawks pick.
Value in that second day. Mac Jones may drop to the Seahawks. Who knows? Just don't draft Mac Jones. Just say no to Mac. Say no to Mac Jones. I love it.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.